In December of 2006, the Federal Subsistence Board released its final decision regarding the rural status of 10 Alaska communities. With almost 9,000 people, Sitka's population growth at the time had made it a candidate for review. But earlier that year, the board voted 3-3 to exempt Sitka from the review process. In the final ruling, the board states that they, quote, heard substantial public testimony regarding the rural characteristics of Sitka and determined that no further analysis was necessary, and to leave Sitka's rural status unchanged, end quote. Rod Arno, executive director of the Alaska Outdoor Council, thinks the board didn't play by the rules. He says his organization wants Sitka's status to be reviewed.
One of the things on the rural status is that any community over 8,000 is automatically presumed not to be rural and therefore would go through the criteria. And that's what the Outdoor Council is asking for, is that the Federal Subsistence Board go through the process.
Last July, the Alaska Outdoor Council filed a formal request for reconsideration with the Federal Subsistence Board. The council is asking the board to reconsider Sitka's rural status and to reverse its decision regarding a number of other communities. Arno says Sitka is just one example of how the board was inconsistent in how it applied its review criteria.
Another one that we're dealing with is here on the Kenai Peninsula and the Kenai Refuge, which doesn't have a priority for subsistence.
The council's request for reconsideration is currently being reviewed by staff at the Federal Subsistence Management Program. Program spokesperson Maureen Clark says just because a request is submitted, it doesn't mean the board will actually act on it.
The board doesn't just automatically reconsider a decision when it gets a request. It only accepts a request if it's based upon information that the board hadn't considered previously when it made its decision, or if the request demonstrates that the existing information used by the board is incorrect, or if the requester demonstrates that the board's interpretation of the law is in error.
The Alaska Outdoor Council claims the board did make significant factual errors and that a number of procedural inconsistencies occurred in the board's 10-year review. But whether the board will agree or not remains to be seen. Clark says staff is conducting what is called a threshold analysis to determine if any of those claims have merit. When the analysis is complete, staff will hand its recommendations over to the board. At that point, the board will decide whether to accept or deny the request. Clark says she can't really say what will happen.
But it's a pretty high threshold that would have to be met. And the board did consider a lot of information when it made its original decision.
The Outdoor Council's request for reconsideration has the Sitka Tribe of Alaska highly concerned, according to Tribal Council member Michael Baines, so much so that the issue was the subject of extensive deliberation and public testimony during this month's council meeting. Baines says Sitkans have worked too hard to protect Sitka's rural status to lose it now.
It was a 3-3 vote the last time when they voted to not reconsider Sitka, and there's a whole new makeup. We might have less support on the Federal Subsistence Board and could have devastating effects for Sitka, not just Sitka tribal citizens, but everybody in Sitka, if this request for reconsideration is brought up and they take away our rural status.
The Alaska Outdoor Council advocates on behalf of user groups and individuals. The Sitka Sportsmen's Association is a member. Association President Foy Nevers also represents Southeast Alaska on the Outdoor Council as the third vice president. Nevers declined to go on tape. However, he did say he was not aware of the council's actions. He said the Sportsmen's Association likewise hadn't heard a word about it. He added the association never took a vote on the request and has not at this time taken a formal position on it. On a personal note, Nevers says he supports Sitka's rural designation and that a majority of the association's membership is subsistence holders. Bob Cluding is one of those members. Speaking personally and as a board member, he says he is opposed to Sitka losing its rural status and to what the Outdoor Council is proposing. The Sportsmen's Association is holding its annual Salmon Derby over Memorial Day weekend. Cluding says Derby funds do not support the Outdoor Council or Foy Nevers' participation on the council. But that's not enough for local Federal Subsistence Advisory Council member and two-time Derby winner Harvey Kitka. Kitka testified before the tribal council meeting. He says he wants the Sportsmen's Association to formally renounce the Outdoor Council's action.
Well, I'd like to see at least in writing that they didn't vote for this. I already told as many people as you can, I will not back Sitka Sportsmen if I don't see anything in writing on this.
The Sportsmen's Association holds its next regular meeting in June. President Foy Never says he does not know if the issue will be on the agenda. Meanwhile, staff review of the Alaska Outdoor Council's request for reconsideration is closed to the public. Public testimony will be permitted if the Federal Subsistence Board takes up the council's concerns. That decision will likely be made in a few months. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Melissa Marconi-Wenzel.